People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Loogie! Hopefully everybody had a pleasant Loogie evening out there. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call for the final hour here on After Hours. And then at midnight, it will be, I believe, Gordon Damer. Connor, blink twice if it's Gordon Damer. He gave me the thumbs up. It is Gordon Damer coming your way in 55 minutes here on The Fan. The final 55 minutes of the week here on After Hours. And then I'll be back with you Sunday into Monday as we really kick it into high gear. Week of the finals, only a few days away. And at that point, we will know the Knicks' opponent. Because the Spurs have pushed the Western Conference Finals to a Game 7. I am dreaming, as a Knicks fan right now, of revenge. Not just the championship. Oh, the championship will be sweet. 50-plus years, never seen one in my lifetime. 27 years since the Knicks have been in the finals. I'm already dreaming of the parade and the parties and the pageantry. But I'm also dreaming of revenge. Because I remember 27 years ago vividly. And I remember what the Spurs did to my beloved Knicks. And we are on the doorstep. One more win for San Antonio. And we get that rematch. 27 years, long years in the making. It's not just business. It's personal. I want that chip. I want that parade, and I want revenge on the Spurs. Doesn't it feel like destiny here for the Knicks? Doesn't it feel like the Hollywood script for this team all playoffs long? So how about the perfect Hollywood ending to this Knicks run? Not only a championship, but sweet revenge 27 years later. On the San Antonio Spurs. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Mac in Staten Island, the Shaolin Land. What's going on, Mac?
Hey, Loogie, what's happening, man?
What's happening?
Let's go. I know the Hollywood script and everything says, let's go root for the Spurs. But you know what, man? I'm feeling the Thunder. I think we match up better with the Thunder. I feel like SGA plays a very Carmelo-like type basketball where it's just him standing around, just shooting the ball. Everybody's like just standing still, doing nothing. And I feel like that's our best matchup playing against them than the Spurs. What do you think about that?
So I do disagree with that, but I will say this. There is something off with the Thunder. However, it could be just they've been dealing with some injuries and the fact that they don't match up well with San Antonio. So what you're seeing out of OKC here is just more of a bad matchup. Now, I think the Knicks match up better with the Spurs because I think the Knicks are deeper. And my thing here, Mac, and this is what I'm going to hammer home next week, especially if the Spurs get through, is the fact that if San Antonio does what they are on the doorstep of doing, and that is beat the Thunder in a Game 7 in OKC. The Thunder never lose two games in a row, and it's in their building Game 7 defending champs. If the Spurs do that, I think that will be their championship. I think they will have a major letdown, and they're a young team that is learning on the fly. The mental process to adjust now and pivot to an NBA Finals to win a championship, I think they are going to be mentally drained. I think in a lot of ways they're going to be physically drained. And here you have the Knicks, well-rested, a well-oiled machine, playing better than anybody. I think they steamroll San Antonio. I really believe that.
That's a very good point, man. I mean, hey, you know what? The fact that it's going seven, one of them is going to be tired. And you know what? You may have a good point there. If the Spurs
not only win, tired, but mentally tired. And I think OKC, and the reason why I say OKC could be a tougher matchup is because I think mentally, because they've won a championship, they will be able to pivot easier than the Spurs will because they know what's at stake. They know what it takes to win a championship. As tough as this series has been, it's not their championship. When they get through, or if they get through, I think they will have a couple days off and they will be ready to go and know what's at stake against the Knicks. So it's going to be a tougher hill to climb for the Knicks if it's the Thunder.
It's the Thunder. Do you think the Thunder would be any less hungry as opposed to the Spurs?
No.
Okay.
No. Nope. I do not. I do not. I think that if anything, I think, like I said, I think the Spurs might look at this like, all right, we got to the finals. What an accomplishment. We have these great young stars. Look, it is very difficult in your first go round to win a championship with players that are 23 and under your star. That would be, and I do think they're going to win championships, the Spurs, but I would be so impressed with that. And I'm devastated, obviously, if the Knicks lose, but so impressed that they would be able to pull off that feat.
Gotcha. Do you think, if it's a, whoever it is if Robinson plays, you think we're good to go?
Yeah. Well, Robinson's playing. I don't know how to say this any further. Well, no, I don't know that, but I know that.
It's a pinky.
Correct. And it's the finals. This would be Mitchell Robinson. He's going to play. And if he doesn't play, he's going to get absolutely roasted, but deservingly so. He's got to get his ass on the court, but he will get his ass on the court. It's not one of those things where I'm even remotely worried about it. You put a little duct tape on it, and you get out there for the finals. Now, how productive he'll be? I think pretty productive because we're talking about a guy that it's not going to affect him shooting because he can't shoot, and I don't think it will affect his defense or his rebounding or shot blocking or anything like that. So I am not worried at all about Mitchell Robinson.
All right, go New York, go New York, go. Let's go.
Love it. And look, I can't wait to find out who the opponent is, but I am going to keep that same opinion. It sounds like to some people, oh, I think OKC is unbeatable. No. I just think I have such a strong take on the Spurs that I think the Knicks roll them in five. Roll them. Annihilate them. That's just, and I've laid out all the reasons why. The Spurs' youth, the idea that they just won their championship by beating the Thunder, coming back from 3-2, I would imagine it would be a tough game 7 in OKC if they won it. You know, a back and forth kind of game. They're not ready. They're not ready. The Knicks are catching them at a great time. As a team that is a year, maybe 2 years away from being the best in the league and probably an unstoppable force. Assuming Wemby stays healthy and all those things, which is part of the theme of the evening, and that's why, whether it's the Spurs or the Thunder, the Knicks have to take advantage of this. They have all the momentum. They're riding a wave that we have never seen before as Knicks fans on both ends of the floor. They have their health, including Mitchell Robinson, who I expect to play. I don't see all the rest they've had. I don't see this playing out again for them. Doesn't mean they won't get back to the finals, but I just, for have the stars align like it has so far for them, there's no way to, you certainly can't bank on recreating this next year, year after, so on and so forth. So when you can taste it, when you can smell it, you got to get those four wins. Because next year, guys could get hurt. Things can unravel. You don't know where Boston's going to be at. Indiana, I would imagine, would be back in the saddle, and they are obviously a problem for the Knicks. Not insurmountable, but a tougher opponent than, let's say, the soft, gutless, heartless, spineless Cavaliers. The time is now. They have to seize the opportunity. Let's go to Ray in... Oh, my bad. Let's go to Ray in Brooklyn here on After Hours. Ray, what's up?
Yo, Tommy, what's good, my boy?
Hey, what's happening?
Listen, I want to revisit something we spoke about yesterday because JJ After Dark actually agreed with me. But at first, I want to say, right, there's a lot of revisionist history going on with that 99 New York Knicks team. I'm about your age, so I'm 0-2 in the finals, too. Don't worry, we're going to be 1-2 now. We're going to be 1-0 starting this century. But the revisionist history that I keep hearing on the station, which is dumb, did these people actually watch basketball? Like, the Knicks, they keep saying the Knicks never had a shot going into that series. It's utter nonsense. The only reason why the Knicks didn't have a shot is because Patrick Ewing got hurt. Right. So, like, you have to put the proper context. We were 2-0 against San Antonio that year. Their so-called Twin Towers played both games. We blew them out both games. Patrick Ewing owned those guys. And don't forget, we had Twin Towers, too. Marcus Camby was a hell of a player, especially defensively.
Yeah.
So I take offense when people say, you know, this year the Knicks actually have a chance. The last time when they were in the finals, you know, nobody took them seriously.
Yeah,
because
you know why, though, because of the seed. Yeah, the seeding and all that stuff. That's really... But you're right. If you provide the proper context when you say that because of the Ewing injury, it provides a better picture of what actually went down.
Yeah, Tommy, plus, not just that, the Knicks were an AC because of injury. They weren't an AC
in terms of talent.
Correct. Yeah,
that's why they made the run they did. That's why they made the run they did, because they were a very talented team.
Yeah, and they went to the conference finals the next season.
Yep.
So, and that's when we, Indiana paid this back for 1999. Yeah,
sure
but
did.
But anyway, so yeah, I just wonder if people actually know basketball, like, or do their research at least when they talk about these things. But because I'm a Knicks fan, so I get offended. But as far as Mitchell Robinson, I wholeheartedly agree. I think you're right that he'll play, but let's not downplay it. And, you know, it's a painful thing. Remember, he's a rim runner, so it's not gonna affect him defensively. But I wonder if we can throw those lobs up to him, and can he hammer down those hard dunks with a broken pinky? So it could affect him.
It'll hurt
in some
when
way,
he does it.
Before.
It'll hurt him, I'm sure. You know, it'll suck when he does it. But I think we're sharing a brain here. There is just no universe where Mitchell Robinson does not suit up and play basketball in the NBA Finals. There's no universe where he is not out there.
Yeah, they're going to have to shoot him up with painkillers probably before and after
100%.
The game. Because, I want him to be effective on that pick and roll be a threat on the lob. Yeah, so, like, you know, hopefully, you know, they shoot him up. He doesn't feel it during the game. And then afterwards, you know, he can have a quarters or whatever it is. But as far as, like, JJ, he seemed to agree with me. He actually said, these are his words verbatim. He said, Tibbs is in the same spot. But I don't want to, you know, I don't want to make it a thing like that. I just wanted to reiterate that because, and like I said, we do got to give Mike Brown credit. Hey, you know, like, I'm not saying you could have just thrown anybody here to do it, but I feel like Tibbs, who's a great coach, I hate the concept that there's a ceiling on this guy, bro. Like, if he would have coached this team is ready. They have matured. They would have been here. I don't know if the route would be the same, but Jalen Brunson is the biggest reason why this team is here. Of course, you know, everybody else is contributing, but
of
he's
course.
The
no,
leader.
Well, yeah, and he is, but Bridges and, like, they are collectively playing their best basketball that we have seen. So I think everybody deserves, including the bench, a lot of credit. Brunson, of course, gets all the accolades, or the most, I should say, but the other guys have chipped in greatly, for sure.
Right, I'm just talking about in terms of team leadership, steering the team in the right direction.
Absolutely, Brunson,
I don't know if the coach has, I don't know if the coach, you know, whether it was Tibbs or Brown, really has, you know, that much of an impact. I just think that this team is ready. His teammates are contributing, you know, on the next level, and he's a next level leader. And I guess the last thing I'll say, Loogie, is you called my thing about, because I want to talk about SGA. You said that it was kind of like a conspiracy theory with the free throws and the globalization.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that the other night.
Yeah, I consider that more of a theory, not a like a hypothesis. But because, you know, I think it has legs to it, whether people want to believe it or not. And as far as SGA, I told you, this guy, he shoots 55% in the regular season. He shot 46 last year, shooting 45 now. He had a 15-for-18 game against Phoenix. If you take that out, the guy shooting like 39% for the playoffs. He's not built for this. Last season, they won because J-Dub had 40-point games, and, you know, to bail him out. This guy does nothing. If you watch these first halves, he's non-existent. If his team gets him over the hump, ties the game, takes the lead, you see him. Now, instead of him giving his team confidence, they carry him, and once they take the lead, then he pours it on. He's a front-runner, Tommy. He's so overrated. Listen, you can shoot 55% from the field when the referees are wiping all of your damn misses away. And you can't tell me that he draws more legit contact than little old Jalen Brunson, who's getting destroyed every time he goes to the rim. And this is the last thing, Tommy, because I'm just rambling here. But listen,
no, it's passionate. Jalen Brunson, I appreciate it.
Yeah, Jalen Brunson is so much better than this guy. And when we win the championship,
that's going to be it. I mean, that's going to be the stamp on it, right? Because you know the narrative. If the Thunder get there, it's going to be SGA is better. And Brunson has an opportunity to shut everybody's mouth by going against SGA and beating him and winning the chip. And then there's no conversation to be had.
Tommy, the difference in the numbers in the regular season is all free throws. SGA averages about 5 more free throw makes per game.
Yeah.
That's why he scores 5 or 6 more points. And if they wouldn't wipe away all these misses with these touch fouls, he wouldn't be shooting 55%. If they give Brunson the same call, Brunson is averaging 32 a game and shooting 55 from the field. So nobody could ever see. I don't care what the numbers say. I watch basketball, and I've been doing it for years. He's not nearly as good as what people say. The accolades will say that he is, but he's not anything compared to, you know, the guys of the past like Kobe, Jordan, or anything like that. This is like referee fabricated and material. Like, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah,
man,
you're saying it's blown up by him going to the line, Ray. And I appreciate the call. You were wrapping up there. All good. Yeah, SGA, I get it. He's a foul merchant. Gets to the line more than anybody. The flopping stuff. Yeah, I'm not going to put him in the category of a Kobe or anything like that, or certainly MJ. And you mentioned J-Dub, who was back in the lineup tonight, didn't do the Thunder any good, but he's a hell of a player, and getting your second-leading scorer back, if the Thunder get through here, will be a major feather in the cap of the Thunder. Look, Brunson's going to have more of a challenge in this series, no matter who they play, in terms of physicality that's going to get thrown at him. The defenses will be ratcheted up compared to what he's seen. It's been easy for the Knicks. They haven't been tested. They haven't been pushed outside of the 2 losses against Atlanta. But that was the best the Hawks were going to do. So credit to them that they went as far as they could with the Knicks. That they deserve a lot of credit for that. But the Sixers didn't provide any resistance. They didn't make it tough on the Knicks. Same thing with the Cavs. And the Knicks took full advantage of both of those opportunities. The physicality and the defense that they're going to see in the finals is unlike anything they have seen so far in the playoffs. And the Knicks are going to have to match that intensity, and they're going to have to match that physicality.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, It's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
And I believe they will, but it's going to be a whole different ballgame than what we've seen the last, really, 2.5 rounds now. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Quickly here on the Mets, just a few things. Overall picture here for the season, you've heard me say it time and time again, and I'll continue to say it time and time again. It's about chipping away. Look, they dug a big hole in April. May started off great, not so much lately, but they still have an opportunity to end May on a positive note, on a winning note, having a over 500 record in the month of May. 2 months into the season, not the way that you would have wanted it to start, but May, much better than April. Now you build on that in June and July as you continue to have the young players center stage. Obviously, Soto's in a totally different category. He's having a great season, but players like Ewing, players like Bench, players like Tong, players like McLean, so on and so forth. So the infusion and the injection of the young players, and this team starts playing better baseball, I think the overall vibes and the overall feeling around this organization will change. Because as frustrated as I know many of my fellow Met fans are with this team, they will, unless you are just stuck in your negative ways when it comes to what's going on, which is a percentage of the fans, but I think there's so many that are wanting to be swayed into the positive direction. They do, and they want to. They will be if they start to see this team play better and the young kids continue to perform like they are, because it tells you that the future is, in fact, bright. Now, as far as Mendoza, I told you Memorial Day would be kind of that checkpoint, whether or not he would be let go. Obviously, they were playing a lot better going into Memorial than they did coming out, but Mendoza is still here, and they like Carlos a lot, clearly. What his future holds past this year, it's going to depend on how he finishes this season. That's for sure. Now, as far as Stearns, he's not going anywhere. Not today, not tomorrow, not next month, not next year. He is here to stay. He is Steve Cohen's hand-picked man to build this team into a sustained winner. What you are getting out of Milwaukee year in and year out, which is 80, high 80s, low 90s wins, division titles, it's not their fault the Dodgers exist. The Brewers have been a model franchise in terms of success getting to October for a while now and winning divisions. That's what Steve Cohen wants with this team, and obviously championships to go along with it. But you got to start with that first, and then you graduate to that. Stearns built it in Milwaukee. Cohen believes he's going to build it here with the Mets. Now, could the Mets hire a GM to work not under but with Stearns? Yes, I could see that. I absolutely could see that. That wouldn't stun me at all. What would stun me, and I would be absolutely floored and shocked, is if Stearns is fired. Just, I don't see the path to it. Now, as far as Steve Cohen, I would like to see him meet the media at some point here in the next couple of months. It doesn't have to be with a group of reporters. He could do a one-on-one with Gelbs, or even better, come on this radio station. Come on After Hours. Why not? Talk to Positive Tommy. Because I do think the fans want to hear from him, and I do think there are questions that need to be answered and some narratives that need to be debunked. I think there are plenty of Met fans out there right now that are disappointed, angry, but if they hears some nice things from Steve Cohen and some direction, they'll be good with it. They'll be cool. So you don't have to go into necessarily go into hiding because things aren't going well. You're going to have your detractors. You're going to have your haters. And no matter what you do and say, they're going to feel that way. They think it's all about the casino or you're this, that, and the other. You're not going to sway those people until you start winning games. Then you'll get them back. But the others kind of in the middle. And then you obviously have your supporters that are just supporting you no matter what. And then you have your people in the middle, the swing states, so to speak. They want to hear from you. They want to hear about Mendoza and Stearns and the direction of this team and the potential of maybe a general manager or why didn't you guys keep Pete or why'd you trade Nimmo and all that stuff. And even if he defers to Stearns, fine. But you want to hear it from him. So a tweet, as much as that would, you know, break the silence, because we haven't heard from him since the Knicks have last lost a game. So think about that. The last time the Knicks lost a playoff game is the last time we heard from Cohen. At some point here, it would be nice if he sat down, did an interview, and just answered some questions so that the fan base, the audience that is feeling all kinds of feels with the offseason, with the way last year ended, with the way this year it started, and you could put them maybe not totally at ease, but that they would now have some of their questions answered. I believe in the direction of this team, but at sometimes and at some points, I feel like a man on an island. I think it's just because of the platform I have. I'm sure if we really polled, you know, because I watch these games on TV like we all do, and I see a lot of positivity in the stands. What you hear sometimes on this radio station or what you see on social media goes the other direction, but what I see at the stadium is a totally different thing. And I get it. We are, in many ways, you know, negativity sells. People call this radio station often to just to complain, but I still think there's a lot of positivity out there for the current team and also the future. But I for one, would like to hear from him, and I do think we will hear from him in some form or fashion, not just a tweet, but an interview. Because of the expectations, because of the payroll, because of the market, because of just everything that's surrounding this team. It needs to be done. Whether it's here on the fan or whether it's he wants to do a one-on-one with Gallup, something like that, or a reporter or some other reporter, fine. However he wants to do it, he's a billionaire, he owns a team, that's his prerogative. And I don't feel like I have to hear from the owner of my team all the time. But this feels like a time where you do need to hear from him. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. Connor, we got to, I'm assuming, take a quick one here, I would imagine.
It's up to you. We could. We couldn't.
Okay, let's just squeeze one, because I talked about the Mets there. Let's squeeze in one Met call if we can. Mike is in the Bronx. What's up, Mike?
Hi, how are you? Sorry, I did say I was talking about the Knicks. I apologize for that.
Oh, no, all good. We could talk Knicks, too. They're the main topic. All good.
Okay, so this is what I think a lot of analysts are missing as far as there's a couple points on the Knicks. I think a lot of them are missing is that there's really, there's in championship teams, there's really two types of teams. There's the team that just tries to beat you straight up. But then there's teams, let's say like the 85 Bears, who don't try to beat you straight up. They just try to, like, put an atom bomb in you and just
take your lunch money. Exactly. They want to humiliate you, they want to smash you, and they want to win in style. And you know what, though? Those are the teams you remember forever because of the way they dominated everybody.
Right, that's true. And like it's like every team needs a system and in operation, you know, something like that. And there's some teams capable of just putting it up in smoke.
Yeah, Mike, I got to let you go there a little bit because you're calling from Skynet. I need you to close your boots, your motorcycle. Kind of sounded like the Terminator there. I tried to work through it, but the second go around, I just had to put the kibosh on it. So if you
hello?
If you get a better line, you can call me back. We still have another half hour to go here. Let's get out to Hooper in Greenwich, Connecticut. What's up, Hooper?
I just wanted to talk about how great this Knicks team is doing. I wanted to be positive. And I wanted to say it's been so long since, like, Rod Strickland and Mark Jackson, since somebody's been running the floor on this team. And
well, shout-out to Charlie Ward, shout-out to Chris Childs, but I hear what you're saying, Derek Harper. But I get you. That was really Brunson when he was brought here to be that guy, to be that point guard, to be the missing piece that they haven't had in a very long time, and that's somebody to run this offense. And then he blossomed into the superstar and the king of New York that we see today.
He's the dog we needed.
Bro. Yep.
He's the dog we needed.
No doubt. No he's arguing great. That in any way.
It's been so fun to watch this team. I just want everyone to be positive. The New York Knicks are in the in the championship. It's just so great. I want everyone to be happy. There's no reason to believe we're talking ticker tape, bro.
Yep.
We're talking ticker tape.
Yep. Yep. And you know what, and Hooper? And I appreciate you being positive, Hooper, as I am positive, Tommy. Everybody's happy. Everybody's excited. There are some that are trying to hold their excitement and their happiness, and they want to wait for the Knicks to win the championship, and then they will unleash that happiness and joy and excitement. But I think you could take it in steps here. I really do. It's one thing after they beat the Hawks to start talking about a parade, start talking about a championship, start talking about all these things. You won the first round, which they have done for years now. So no big accomplishment there. But to get to the finals for the first time, even getting to the Eastern Conference Finals for back-to-back years, it's like, okay, but we were there last year. To get to the finals for the first time in 27 years and to have this long gap between that and game one of the NBA Finals, I think is totally, totally acceptable to enjoy this, be happy about it, and think about a parade and a championship now. Because you are in a place that you haven't seen in decades and haven't been to in decades. It's totally okay to enjoy it. And no matter what I say, no matter what other Knicks fans say, because apparently, and I took a call earlier, I'm not the only one dreaming and thinking about the parade on this radio station. Go New York, go New York, go! No matter what we say, it's not going to impact what happens on the court. It's just us as Knicks fans not only enjoying the moment, but also dreaming of the moment. The moment. Which is, and there, it's a two-part. It's a two-part the moment. And that is the clincher, and then, of course, the parade that would follow. And really, the party, so it's really a three-part, so it's really a three-part the moment. Maybe even an eight-part the moment, because you have, well, you got a lot of things here. So you obviously have the clincher, then you have the partying after the clincher, then you have the parade, then you got to prepare for the parade. But what will I wear? And then you have to think about who you're going to go to the parade with, or if you're meeting somebody there, how are you going to meet up with them? Where are you going to meet up with them? What time are you going to meet up with them? We're going to be having a show there, I assume. Evan and Tiki will be live out there, so then I got to think about, all right, am I going to go on the show? What am I going to do with that? And then I got a show that night, which I obviously have to host, but I kind of want to party.
Luke evening.
So I got to think about that. So that becomes a thing you got to think about. And then you have the day of the parade. Then you have all the logistics of getting to the parade and the billions of people that will attend it. And then obviously after the day of the parade, all the partying and all the stuff and all the appearances I'll be making, and I'll be the toast of the town, positive Tommy, the voice for Knicks fans here. So it's a lot of steps. It's a lot of the moments, but it's all combined into one large the moment. And when that occurs, whew, you saw the emotion on Leon Rose's face the other day when they beat the Cavs in game four to advance to the finals. That's the emotion that I think all of us as Knicks fans are feeling right now. Some of us, some of us show it in different type of ways, whether it's emotion. Some people will be screaming. Some people will be climbing things. Some people will be doing this, that, and the other. But the parade that will take place in this city will be unlike in a city known for its partying. Every year on New Year's, throughout the 12 months of the year, it is the premier party city. This is a party unlike you have ever seen in your life. What will take place at a Knicks parade? You'll never have seen anything like that in your life. It will be bonkers. And it basically will start the night they clinch it. There will be people that won't go home. They'll just go on a three-day bender. And they'll be wearing the same John Starks or Jalen Brunson jersey that they wore the night of the clincher. And they're like, damn, the parades? What happened? 3 days happened. You've been out partying in the city for three straight days. But I'm here for it. And I can't wait. And that's where I'm at as far as positivity and envisioning what is right there at the doorstep of not only the Knicks, but us as fans. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We will touch briefly on the Giants situation with the meeting they had today in terms of Jackson Dart and Abdul Carter and Donald Trump. We will take the rest of your phone calls. I see everybody up there. I want to get through all of you. I want to make sure we can talk to everybody. So we have 25 minutes to do that before Gordon Damer comes your way on The Fan. It is after hours. If you want to get on the phone lines now to join the conversation here for the next 20 or so minutes, it is 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, that's who I am. After hours, that's what this is. It is Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Go New York, go New York, go!
11:42 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is after hours. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The final 15 minutes or so of after hours for this week. Gordon Damer comes your way at midnight. Okay, the Giants, the situation with Jackson Dart and Abdul Carter and Donald Trump, which I talked a little bit about last night, although I haven't been able to go at length with it because of everything that is going on with the Knicks. But what came out today from Mike Garofalo and from Ian Rappaport at NFL Network, Jackson Dart addressed teammates in a meeting yesterday. This is from Garofalo. Jackson Dart addressed teammates in a meeting yesterday to discuss his introduction of President Trump last week. Sources tell me and Ian Rappaport. Other team leaders spoke up as well, and Dart and the players worked through it. They are moving forward. Now, this is from Jordan Renan, who obviously covers the team, the Giants. He says, sources told me among the topics discussed was keeping things internal and not airing frustrations publicly, which is in response to Carter tweeting about it. The Giants, that's me paraphrasing there. The Giants do not think that this is something that is problematic now or moving forward. And then apparently, the other thing here is that Carter, because of family obligations, wasn't at the meeting, which, okay, why didn't you wait for Carter then to have the meeting? Here's the bottom line, and this is my take on it, and it will be my take on it. In no particular order, I don't think this is going to affect or impact the team at all. I do understand Harbaugh, and this is why you hire a guy like this who is an adult, a CEO, a taskmaster, a guy that comes with a great resume, builds a great culture. Harbaugh, because if this was Dable, this probably wouldn't have went down like this. I'm just knowing the way it went with Brian Dable, but Harbaugh probably said, you know what? This is a bleep storm, especially on social media. We have to nip this in the butt. We have to have a united front. We have to have this meeting. We got to air everything out. And yes, I'm wouldn't be surprised if the Giants are the ones that leaked this. So yes, it does get it back in the news cycle, but one day of a news cycle, maybe two, and then it, in their eyes, squashes it. And when we get to training camp, nobody cares about it anymore. And then as the season goes on, definitely nobody will care about it. My stance on this is I don't think Dart did anything wrong. I don't think Carter did anything wrong. I really don't. And obviously, the political climate that we have these days, there are those that are going to take these sort of things and whatever side they are on because politics have become sports. And people now choose sides and are so passionate about it, like they are for sports, that they're going to use something like this to just kind of push their agendas. Totally fine. You have that right. But for me, especially as a Giant fan who has giant expectations, and this isn't even me saying, well, I'm putting my sports over my country and politics. No, I just don't think anybody did anything wrong here. One guy introduced the president. The other guy made what I thought was almost like a joke on social media. That's the way I took it. I'm not sure if it was. I don't know Abdul Carter at all. I don't know how he feels about Trump. I don't know how he feels about Dart. I don't know how he feels about anything. But the way I took his tweet was, hey, he's kind of joking around. And if he wasn't joking around, and apparently him and Jackson talked about it, cool. And if there was any type of misunderstanding, they man-to-man handled it. All good. And as far as Abdul Carter, look, yeah, there are things that he did last year as far as on a football field that weren't what we all expected from him as far as production. And he's got to be better. But I don't think this is something that's going to have any type of lingering effect. Look, you could go to any office building, your own family, whether or a locker room, and you go, and this is why they say don't talk politics at the Thanksgiving table, dinner table. Because everybody's divided, everybody has different opinions. And then there's people that just don't care, and they'd rather talk about anything but. So I'm sure there's plenty of people in the Giants locker room that don't care one way or the other, and which is also their right as an American. And there's some people that probably feel passionate about it one way towards Trump and passionate about the other way. They hate him or they love him. All good. If Jackson Dart, who is the leader of this team, has the respect of his teammates, and if there was any type of beef, he squashed it, and if there was any type of misunderstanding, he clarified it with his teammates, especially Carter, or anybody else that had a, let's say, if Carter did, anyone else that had a problem with it, if he squashed it, then that's it. Case closed. And the Giants can move on.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, because they have, in my opinion, just like I do, giant expectations. And there's a lot on the line here with Harbaugh as the coach. And the last thing they need, not internally, but just this media circus surrounding them about something that I think has been blown out of proportion in terms of what Jackson did and then what Carter did. That's all. And hopefully this has got another day or two to it, because I think this is the Giants' intention. Have the meeting, get it out there. People talk about it for another 24 hours, and then it goes away. And then we can get to football, and we can get to the Giant expectations. And everybody could have their feelings, how they feel in that locker room, and they can handle it there as a family and as teammates. Because it is internal. Now, when you do something like that, and you're Jackson Dart and Carter, both of them, when you publicly do something, yeah, you bring it into the public eye and it creates this. Absolutely. No doubt about it. I'm not excusing that part of it. When you do things publicly, you become part of the public eye and you are opening yourself up to scrutiny, especially when it comes to politics. But as far as what both guys did, I don't see any wrongdoings on either end. At all. And the Giants and Harbaugh nipped it in the butt. They got it out there. I'm sure, if I had to guess, they leaked it. And now, hopefully, for all our sake, everything's good and we can move on. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Tom is in Howell, New Jersey. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Tommy. What's going on?
What's happening?
Obviously, great time to be a Knick fan. You know, just one observation, I think, from this Thunder-Spurs series. You know, obviously, both teams, great teams. But the inconsistency of both teams was striking to me. You know, teams coming out flat every, you know, the Thunder tonight, the Spurs last night. And, you know, the one thing I think the Knicks have had through the playoffs is the consistency, which I think will bode extremely well for them in the finals against either team. Just wanted your take on that. And one more thing, you mentioned, you know, you're going to want to be partying, you know, not doing shows.
Well, no, I'm going to do the shows, but obviously I'm going to be enjoying myself.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Tommy. Sean made you a couple of offers at the beginning of the year when the new system started, him taking over some of these shows in case of the Knicks finals. Am I remembering that correctly?
I don't remember that.
Sean,
I'm going to have to talk to Evan about that.
Sean was making a couple of deals, you know, trying to be all friendly. If Tom, you know, if the Knicks are in the finals, maybe I'll take a couple of the night shows.
Gotcha, during
it. You may want to pull the audio on that.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the thing what I would say, Tom. He might have said that, but look, I have a responsibility to be here, of course, and be on the air and talk to you guys. So it was a nice gesture. I'm not going to take him up on it, even if he did offer that. And I'm sure he would probably rather not, although he'll work from home. But still, all good. I appreciate that. And he probably said that thinking the Knicks weren't going to make the finals. But he doesn't have to honor that, nor do I want him to honor it. Now, if I can go to the game and Evan can take me to the game, yeah, there's a couple things you can sweeten the pot. But no, this is my responsibility to you, the audience.
I had a very good seat for the game.
But yeah, I mean, the parade, of course I'll be at that. And then I'll dust myself up and I'll get to work.
Go New York, go New York, go!
And then when the shift is done, right back to the party. 888-808-1019 is the phone number. Let's go to Matt down the Jersey Shore. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Tommy. I wanted to speculate about Mitchell Robinson's injury.
Yeah.
The GOAT, Mike Breen, on Game 4 was talking about how Mitchell Robinson posted on social media that he's dealing with personal issues, and he was talking about mental health and then deactivated all his social media accounts. So I'm hoping that, you know, this is an actual broken finger and not something else.
Yeah, Matt, I'm not going to speculate that, and I don't think you should either. I would just take this all at face value that he's got a broken finger and that he is going to be ready to play and ready to be in the finals, something that he has waited a long time as the longest tenured Nick on this roster. Let's go to Reggie in White Plains. What's up, Reggie?
How's it, Tommy?
Hey, what's happening?
Love being able to share this ride with you, man. It's been awesome.
Thanks.
So listen,
appreciate it.
I have friends who've had Knicks season tickets for 20 years just for this game three, seriously. So if they can get one of the first two and flip home court, the pressure at Madison Square Garden as a sixth man, it's going to be unlike anything we've ever seen.
Yep, no doubt.
I don't think these kids on the Thunder, Spurs, despite the Thunder being champions, are going to be ready for it because it's going to be insane.
Yeah, I mean, the Spurs are definitely not going to be ready for it. That's why I love the Knicks in that series. I think it'll be over quickly. And you're right, Madison Square Garden can eat you up alive. It did it to the Cavs in Game 1. And whatever we've heard from that building is nothing like we are going to hear in Game 3, especially if it's 1-1. But even if the Knicks are up 2-0, of course, even if they're down 2-0, that place will be literally shaking and will come alive for Game 3 and Game 4, obviously. All the home games at the Garden will be just electric.
It's been waiting a while to be the X Factor. I think it's going to be nuts. And listen, Knicks fans, soak it up. Buy these newspapers. Grab the bootleg T-shirts on the sidewalk. Box them up for your kids someday because this could be really special.
Yep, you definitely want to get to memorabilia. I know we're not as big on that stuff because I remember as a kid having those like newspaper clippings. But you're right. Any little piece of like remembrance that you could have from this run, you definitely want to put it in the shoebox, so to speak, so that kids, grandkids, and yourself can look back on this and remember what a ride this has been. And hopefully capped off with a championship. That's really what it all comes down to. The championship. And as we have a Game 7 now in the Western Conference Finals, I can't help but dream of revenge. Not just the championship, but the Hollywood script ending. That is the Spurs beating the Thunder and the Knicks 27 years later winning a championship. But not only that, doing it at the expense of the Spurs. Beating San Antonio 27 years later. The matchup that we saw then. What an amazing ending to what an amazing run this has been. And a long, long wait. That's what I'm dreaming about right now. A championship and sweet, sweet, sweet revenge. And that's the script. And that's the opportunity that is waiting for all of us if the Spurs get it done. And if it's the Thunder, we'll write a different script. But doesn't this just feel like a year of destiny? Doesn't this just feel like a Hollywood movie? Doesn't this just feel like a dream? And I feel like that dream, that movie, that script, it ends with the Knicks not only win a championship, but beating the Spurs, getting revenge 27 years later.
Let's go Knicks.
That'll do it for me. Great show, a tremendous Big Lugowski, a five-hour After Hours, and a great week of shows. Looking forward to the weekend, looking forward to talking to everybody next week as we finally get to talk about the Knicks in the finals, the games itself for the first time in 27 years. Gordon Damer comes your way next. I'll have you with After Hours Sunday into Monday starting next week. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you then.
Tommy the Wedding Crasher.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.